is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of January, 2009. It was on this day in 1961, President John F. Kennedy held the first presidential news conference carried live on radio and television, which some of his advisors thought was foolish, but President Kennedy thought that by doing it live, answering questions off the cuff, it would do wonders for his public reputation. In later news conferences, he often learned the questions in advance or planted them with friendly reporters, and some of his witty comments were supplied by professional comedy writers, we learned much later. It's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, born London, 1882, who was educated by her father, who taught her, she said, to read what one liked because one liked it, never to pretend to admire what one did not. She suffered most of her life from bouts of depression, and one doctor prescribed long walks as a remedy. It was on those walks that she conceived many of her novels, including Mrs. Dalloway and To the Lighthouse. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Burns, born in Alloway, Scotland, 1759, the son of a poor farmer. He himself spent the first half of his life engaged in back-breaking farming. Always carried a book with him, especially as he drove his wagon into town. And then he got into trouble with a girl named Jean Armour. She became pregnant by him. He had left another woman after she became pregnant, but he loved Jean Armour, didn't want her to suffer being an unwed mother. He lost the farm, he wound up married to Jean Armour, and he wound up in Edinburgh, where he wrote conversational poems about Scottish life. His book, Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect, was very successful when it came out in 1786. Robert Burns, the national poet of Scotland, today is also a Scottish national holiday and celebrated all over the world by admirers of Robert Burns and by loyal Scots at formal Burns suppers organized by Robert Burns societies, at which the host gives a welcoming speech, and then all of them together say the Selkirk Grace, and then soup, maybe a potato soup, cockaliki soup, or a Scotch broth, and then with great ado the haggis is brought out, and all of the guests recite, "Fair, full, your honest, jolly face, great chieftain of the sausage race, above them all you take your place, stomach, tripe, or intestines, well are you worthy of a grace as long as my arm." And then the haggis is cut open and served along with rutabagas and mashed potatoes, and then after the meal, a number of toasts, and of course, there is whiskey involved, and the evening ends with everyone singing Auld Lang Syne. Here's a poem by Robert Burns on his birthday. "Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till a' the seas gang dry. Till a' the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee weel, my only love, and fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 mile. Wrote Robert Burns. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Betsy Allister, written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.